According to the latest research conducted by Invesp, marketing automation allows you to increase your sales by 14.5% and to reduce your marketing cost by 12.2%. Furthermore, 80% of marketing automation users notice rise in number of leads, and 77% of users noted a conversion boost. In this episode, you'll find out what mistakes you should simply avoid if you want to enjoy and brag to your boss about your return of investment in marketing automation tool. What is marketing automation? One of the definition is marketing automation is a solution that allows you to communicate based on gathered data. This solution can be used at every stage of marketing funnel, from building awareness of your brand and product by building relationships and educating potential customer to customer make decisions on buying a product or service. In this episode, we are going to focus on traps. Literally, around every corner, there is a risk of making a mistake. If the process were easy, there wouldn't be no need and this episode wouldn't be necessary. I would happily tell you about how you don't have to worry about marketing automation implementation during the process. So, what mistakes should you try to avoid on your marketing automation journey? There are many more than you may presume, but the most common mistakes are wrong reasons for implementing a marketing automation technology, the tool choice doesn't match the current needs, lack of strategy, misunderstanding the implementation process, desire to implement a lot of tools at the same time, lack of optimization, wrong idea of personalization, overestimating automation functionalities. Some of them you will face right at the beginning, right around the corner after making a decision or getting permission for implementation of marketing automation. Wrong reason for implementation of marketing automation technology. Let's break down your automation decision. First up, was it a justified business need? The marketing automation market has reached a level where basically every marketer has heard this term. Most of them have made at least one attempt in implementing some kind of tool. Unfortunately, most often this was something highly inefficient and it couldn't be considered as a business success. Why? More than once, I've heard such reason. We are implementing marketing automation because everyone has one. It means it's something you just have to do it if you're going work in marketing. Or our competition uses marketing automation and they noted an improved performance during last quarter. Of course, it has to be because of marketing automation implementation. Here we go. Behind making a decision about implementing marketing automation, there should always be a specific need and some concrete effects or goals you want to achieve. With an attitude like, whatever, just let's implement it, such attitude can be more harmful than helpful. Choice of a tool unmatched with your current needs. You might think that your choices of a tool determines your success, but it's not always the case. Another way to look at it, do you think that your choice of transportation will determine if your holidays will be enjoyable? it doesn't matter if you decide to travel by train, plane, car, or bus. It's not the drive down that matters, but the final effect. To keep using this analogy, before you decide on flying by plane and picking the first class seat, you'll want to check how the tool will match your needs and business expectation, how much they cost, and what is their development perspective. After all, it makes no sense to bike to an island. Most importantly, test it. How can you know if a particular tool works for you and your business if you don't test it? Schedule a demo with a salesperson or create an account on the platform and just discover it. Check out if certain functionalities work properly and if you can gather the exact information or implement the exact scenarios that you need. You're finished choosing the right path, a tool that will help you achieve your set goals. And what now? You're ready for the next possible mistake? Lack of strategy. Strategy, this one word raises anxiety in many marketers or founders. You're probably going to say, Mike, come on, strategy is an initial step. You should have started off with it. I agree with you, but at the same time, I don't. If you have an appropriate level of knowledge to develop a strategy, right after deciding of implementation or even before, just to justify your decision to your board, then it's great. However, according to a study done by Liana Technologies, the main factor preventing the implementation of marketing automation for companies is a lack of know-how. That's why only after you choose the tool, you should develop the strategy with a system provider, expert, or with a third-party qualified agency. Remember, it's not always about preparing a long expert document. Strategy is your plan from moving from point A to point B. That is to realize where we are at the moment and to specify a point when we are aiming to reach. You need also remember that strategy for marketing automation campaigns should be consistent with strategy for marketing campaigns, which of course have to be consistent with the general strategy of company or organization you work for. Misunderstanding of implementation process. Since we are at developing strategy, you can't forget to plan your implementation process. I hope you know that implementation is a process. You know, don't you? If not, you're almost made the mistake I'm about to talk about next. Marketing automation systems are often presented as a magic solution for your marketing problems, which will guarantee a business success. Rather than a magic wand, marketing automation is a technology that has to be properly implemented, just like any tech. The implementation is a process that should start with the adequate planning, defining a goal and its scope. For example, if you want to increase the value of a cart, you can use product recommendation. If you want to improve conversion rate, you can switch on abandoned cart automation. If you want to increase customer satisfaction, then you have to start measuring it with an NPS method, and then with onboarding and educational action, boost customer experience of your customers. Desire to implement a lot of tools at the same time. Moving on to the next most common mistake, let me ask you, have you ever tried eating a whole elephant at once? Desmond Tutu once said, There is only one way to eat an elephant, a single bite at a time. Consider marketing automation implementation as this metaphorical elephant. Marketing automation gives a lot of opportunities which can come as a blessing or a curse. Write down your main goals into separate scenarios. The scenarios which are the least problematic to realize, which means the ones that not only need the least development or other resources, but also can bring measurably biggest profits, should be refined and implemented first. If right after a technical integration of marketing automation system, you will try to automate too many different processes and use many different communication channels, the risk of failure is very, very high. Let's assume that you nailed it. You didn't fall into any of pitfalls. The system is implemented, scenario work, and automation achieve set goals. Success, lack of implementation. Implementation of automation path doesn't guarantee that magically you will gain thousands of new customers and you will get a return of investment that exceeds the cost of implementation of a tool. After creating automation paths, don't forget to test them and check if all of the content items are optimally configured and if you can possibly have more use of them. A/B content tests, experimenting with different timings, or dividing particular scenarios into those with slightly different content that matches more with user segments. The work doesn't end with the activation of specific automation paths. Even more important is the path analysis, development, and even optimization. If you only set it and forget it, chances are that it will only harm you. Why? I am sure that more than once after visiting an online store, you were attacked with countless pop-ups or sequences of emails sent in short intervals right after leaving the website. Automations can overlap, and without optimization of the whole puzzle, you will not create an amazing customer experience. If you experience such a situation yourself, then you know how wrong implementation of marketing automation looks. That leads us to the next mistake. You may make a wrong idea of personalization and automation. To start off, let's make one thing clear. Hi, name is not personalization. According to Pure 360, 92% of consumers won't get in touch with a company whose only use personalization is addressing customer by their name. You shouldn't consider automation as a technology doing repetitive tasks so more of them can be done at the same time. Efficient and smart approach to personalization and automation of marketing campaigns often means more attention to content and format of the messages, and kind of interaction between user and application or website. The last mistake, a trap you can fall into, is thinking that automation can do everything for you. Automation tools, even the most powerful ones, can't do anything without a qualified person behind the wheel. Let me know in the comments if you happen to fall into any of those traps, or maybe you run into different obstacles while trying to implement marketing automation. I will gladly hear about them and maybe I will suggest some solution. You're welcome to discuss in comments.